Today's daf is Menachas daf Samach Zayin, and we are in the post Sviras HaOmer world in the daf Yomi daf Samach Zayin. Just to mention very quickly, we're not going into it. Again, this daf Yomi cycle today is talk about it once a year. Rav Meir Shapiro's Yardside Zayin Cheshvan and the Hakaras HaTov that we have to have for him, who created a system really that changed the world of learning. How many millions of Jews that have been involved in the galus of daf yomi, of learning every single day, how much we get out of the daf and how we do it, but it's the mechayev of learning every day, his unbelievable insight into realizing what this generation needs and how it has taken up, and the mesechtes that are learned that nobody ever used to learn, that some used to call mace mitzvahs, but it's really something that we always, every once in a while, have to think back to that that moment in the early 20th century where he announced his idea, and the Klal Yisrael, the Chafetz Chaim, and others, emphasize that this is something that this is crucial for Am Yisrael, and this is part of what's kept us going over the past 100 plus years, a little less, not 100 plus. 100 less years that we are connected to the daf. Remember that Gemara Maseches Yevamos that Rabbi Akiva, I think it was, that was on the boat, and there was another town on the boat that he saw the boat down the other side of the river, and he sees it capsize. It's like, oh, what happened to my friend? Where is he? And they come to dry land, and all of a sudden they see that their friend is there, and he's like, what happened? How is it that you were able to survive? So he says, I grabbed on. There was a plank that was loose, and I was able to grab onto it. Kuf chaf aleph amet aleph. Kuf chaf aleph amet aleph. Pavachasidim halach besfina varisi svina achash nishvra. Vaisi mitzara al tavar chacham shaba. Man Rabbi Akiva. Ukshalisi biyabasha bav yasha vadon lafane balacha. Rabbi Akiva was there. Amartila bni mi alucha. Who brought you up? Amar li. Daf shall svina nizdaminli. I found a plank, but the word used is daf. V'chol gal v'gal shaba alai ne'nesi lo roshi. And every wave, I just grabbed onto that plank, put my head down, and hope for the best. Right? And that's, he grabbed onto the daf, and that's the way that he survived. So, nimshal. But that's the, that's what we do, right? We get through, and we grab onto Torah. That's what helps us survive throughout the generations, including this door. And therefore, on every Zion Cheshvan, we remember Rav Meir Shapiro. Okay. Amar Rava. Let's get back to Menachas Samach Vav Amabes. Amar Rava. Oh, so just one Ha'ara. So we're talking about the Machlokas Tanam in the Mishnah between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Akiva. And that is, if the leftover flour, once they get the flour out of the Karban Mincha that they're going to use, they get the Isarin. So what about the rest of it? So that's a Machlokas. The Tanakhama says, everybody agrees that there's a chiv of challah, because the chiv of challah starts b'shas gilgul ha'isa, when water, when liquid is added to the flour, and that for sure happens once it's not owned by Hekdesh anymore. The machlokas is, what about by maisrus? Maisrus usually goes by meiruach, by gemar malacha. So here, gemar malacha, they gathered the grains in the stalks, as we know, they gathered it while it was still beyond Hekdesh, and then they ground it up, and then they roasted it, they ground it up. So the Tanakhama says that there's a patur of maiser. There's the Yonat Chayiv and Shumas and maisrus, because that goes by meiruach, and it was belonged to Hekdesh at that moment. Rabbi Akiva is v'chayev and maisrus. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you're chayev, even though meiruach was pashas done while it was Hekdesh. So, what exactly is the sheet of Rabbi Akiva? So we had two suggestions yesterday. First, we had Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says that, you know why Rabbi Akiva says chayev? Because meiruach Hekdesh is not poter. Just because it's owned by Hekdesh is not poter, and therefore it is not a reason not to give shuvas, not to be chayv and shuvas and maisrus. That is Rev Kahana's suggestion for Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara's maskana was that it's not the reason. Maybe Rabbi Akiva could hold a ruach hakdish is not poter, and the reason is because, like a brera type of issue, once you get the flour out that you were supposed to get out, then we say memela, all the other flour was never hakdish in the first place. All the other stalks was never Hekdesh because you only wanted this amount, you only brought the other amount in order to sift it in a way that you could get the proper flour, the excellent flour, the pure flour that you wanted, and therefore it was never Hekdesh in the first place, even if you would say Meiruach Hekdesh is poter, but here it's not Meiruach Hekdesh. That was the 2 days. Tosfos, we didn't get to mention this yesterday, Tosfos wonders, according to, let's say, the first version of Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana is Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, then this is Tevel. right? Meruach Hektish is not poter, so this is Tevel. So how are you allowed to use this if it's Tevel? If you didn't take off Shubas and Maisos yet, we know the rule is be Mashke Yisrael. Ask Tosfos, Dibur Maskel Omer, Havi Matzi Lemifra Chechi Asi Mishe'eno Mu'usar Habina Mimashke Yisrael. Right, we had this discussion earlier in the Masechta. Right, you're not allowed to use something that's not kosher for anything. For a mincha, we discussed back in the earlier prakim for chefsa shal mitzvahs, for tefillin, for other items. So, as Tosfos, without answering, according, if you say that Rabbi Kahan is correct, that Rabbi Kiva says meruach hektish is chayiv and shumas and maizros. So, how could you use this for the karban mincha if for the mincha saomer if it is considered tevel? So says the Sfas Emes. Once the Torah matters the Isser of Chadash, so Mamela, it's also matter the Isser of Tevel, says the Sfas Emes right here, the Efshalomar, the Kivan de Belavach Yasser Mishim Chadash, it's Asser anyway. It's Asser anyway, it's Asser Mishim Chadash. And the Alkarcha Chitra Akasav Khan, the Torah matters it here, after Asser Lehedyot, it's Asser Lehedyot, but the Torah matters you to do the Avodah, because this the Avodah is making it Mutter, Sim Kain, Afilu Yeshal of Gam Isser Acher, Lesbazet Didmi Mashki Yisrael. Once the Torah matters one Isser, so the Torah Mistama matters this other Isser too. Vitzarech Iyin Ladina Bazet. He said Tzarech Iyin Ladina. Yes, another question, but that is one answer. Another answer could be, I saw in the Birei Adaf here, that maybe, quoting here from others, that maybe the Isser of, based on the Taras HaKodesh, the Isser Tevel is not Chal, because Eina Isser Chal al Isser. The Isser of Chadash is exact right when it takes root. It's Asser Mishum Chadash. And the Isser Tevel, as we know, is only by Shas Meruach, by Gemar Malacha. One is allowed to eat Arai beforehand. So maybe that's why. Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Kodem Sheish L'Isser Tevel, Lachul Kfar Chalal Isser Chadash. Kisser Chadash Chal Tekev Amiyad, B'Shas Bishal Atfua. Vilu Isser Tevel, Eino Chal El Alachem Meruach. There's no tevel, the only Isser is Chadash, and maybe that's not a problem. Interesting, right? What is maybe another answer? Like, what about in general, right? Where the Tosfos says that the question is only that there's only a Rabbi Akiva, but it's always Asser, right until you break it, because of Chadash. So maybe that's not called a lack of Mimashka Yisrael. An Isser that's going to be undone, an Isser that's just based on a carbon being brought, is that the same as tevel? Where you're going to be mafrish? In both cases, you're going to do something to undo it. It's not an eternal isser. But is one more of a lack of mashke Yisrael or not? So that's an interesting question also relating to Tosfos' question. But either way, you have the answer to this Sfas Emes. If one is matir, it's like a hoel. Since it's matir this, it's matir that. Or number two, maybe it's ein isser chal al isser. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rava. Pshitali, the Meruach Hekdesh Poter. For sure, Meruach Hekdesh is Poter. He's going to talk about three items. Meruach Hekdesh, Meruach Akum, and Gilgul Hekdesh. Those are the three issues brought up by Rava. So Pshitali, the Meruach Hekdesh Poter. Meruach Hekdesh for sure is Poter. As we said, Lamaskana. Via Filu Rabbi Akiva, Lokam Achayev Hasam, Rabbi Akiva only says Chayev by the remainder of the Omer, Elishol Nenu Moz, Elul Tzarech Lehen, as we said, because it was only given for what would be needed, and if not, so then it is not, never had kedusha in the first place. Well, we have a similar concept elsewhere, Leiv Bezdin Masna Alehem, we have in Masechah Shavuos, but this is a similar concept. Aval Meruach Hekdesh Balma Poter, generally Meruach Hekdesh is Poter. It's only here because you knew originally that it would not be Nechlau in the Karban, do we say that there is no Chiyav? Fine. Number two, Meruach Ha'ovei Kochavim. Tanoihi, what if Meruach is done Ovei Kochavim? Not going to explain that yet. Tanoihi, that is a machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya, as the Brisa says as follows. Even before we get into the Brisa, what exactly does it mean Meruach Ovei Kochavim? Machlokas Rishonim. Does that mean that the Akum does the Meruach, or the Akum owns the grain, owns the Tfuah? That is a machlokas. The Chachmi Sfarad and Kiddushin and Daf Mem Aleph, the Ramban, the Rashba, they're all are mashma that it's whoever does the Meruach. Even if a Jew owns it, if a guy does the Meruach, that's a poter. Meiruach Akam is poter if he does the Meiruach. If we look at other Rishon, if you look at the Shid Bukubetzes on today's daf, if we look at the Rashi in Rashi here a little bit, Rashi in Bechah, Rashi in Meseches Gittin on daf Mem Zayin, seems to say no, it's totally on Bailos. That's probably what we would have said. It's totally on ownership, right? Who owns the tfuah at the time that it is done? Either way, that's machlokas rishonim here. What does meruach akum mean? The next law, when we spoke about Gilgal, when we have a case of Gilgal hektash or Gilgal akum, that for sure goes by who owns it. Right? The only machlokas rishonim is meruach, not Gilgal. That's what the Shidim Kubetzah says on the next on today's daf. In the end of Os Aleph, Os Aleph is a long Os on Samach Zayin and Aleph, and on the end of that Os, he's mechalik between Meiruach and Gilgal. When it comes to Meiruach, then you have a machlokas, whether it means owning or actually done it, because what does it say? It says, diguncha. So does that mean dagancha, diguncha? Does that mean you own the dagan, or you are gathering it and making it into a davar midgan, something that is gathered? So maybe it refers to physically what's going on. But by chala, what does it say? Ariso sechem. So that's clearly who owns the dough. Your dough. So that's why by Gilgal, the issue by chala is for sure going to be who owns it. By meruach, that's the machloka. That's what he says all the way at the end of Os Aleph. V'yishlam r'dhacha gamei meruach ksiv digunha v'lo digun ovegachavim aval hasa miksiv gilgulcha. Right, you're needing it. The lo Gilgal ovekachavim. No, ariso sechem ksiv. The kiva de isa shel Yisrael hu chayev b'chol inyan b'chala. So the difference in the wording of the Torah. So again, back to the Gemara. So meiruach ovekachavim tanohi machlokas rishonim whether meiruach and ovekachavim paters or not. Titania, the Brisa says. The Brisa says related to demai. Tarmim Mishal Yisrael Asher Yisrael Umishal Ovik Achavim Alovik Achavim. What is allowed to be Torim? Let's say I buy from one Jew, I could be Torim on another Jew. Meaning I can assume that they both have a Chiyav, they both didn't take off Trumas and Maestros yet, and they have the same level of Chiyav. So Torim Mishal Yisrael Asher Yisrael Umishal Ovdik Achavim Asher Ovdik Achavim. And from a Goy, if I buy from one Goy and two Goyim, so that I could assume they both have the same level of chiyam and torim from one on the other. Rashi says, obviously, this is assuming that ein kinyan la'ovik ochavim lahafkia miyad meiser, that the goy's ownership, when it grows, did not remove the kedusha later on, that when I buy it back, I have a chiyam to take chubas and meisers. Right? When the goy owns it, he's not doing any mitzvos, right? We're not going to force him to give chubas and meisers. But once we get it from the goy, ein kinyan la'akim lahafkia Bidei Meister, right? A big sugi Maseches Gittin, big sugi related to Shemitah. So, says the Braisa, that we could be Torah, Mishal Yisrael, Ashal Yisrael, Mishal Goy, Ashal Goy, Umishal Kusim, Alshal Kusim, and Kusim, which are a separate category, which we'll talk about again soon, semi-Jewish, let's call them, Alshal Kusim, Umishal Kol, Alshal Kol, Div Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda. Many of you say, yeah, they're chayiv, everybody is in the same parsha, and you could be Torim from anyone you want, right? So what does that show? Meiruach Akum is not poter, right? Even if the guy owned it, Meiruach Akum is not poter, and they're both chayiv. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, no. Torim Mishal Yisrael, Ashal Yisrael. Umishal Ovdek Ochavim, Al Shel Kusim. Umishal Kusim, Al Shel Ovdek Ochavim. Kusim and Ovdek Ochavim are in the same category, but Avalo Mishal Yisrael, Al Shel Ovdek Ochavim, Vashal Kusim, Velo Mishal Ovdek Ochavim, Vashal Kusim, Al Shel Yisrael. Because that would be Minachiv al Apater, Minapater al Achayiv, and that's what we don't do. So, Machlokas Tanoim, whether Meiruach Akum would poter. Kusim, if one wants a thorough discussion of the Kusim, which come up every so often, every couple of, tens of dafim here in Shas. If you look at the 27th volume of the Encyclopedia Talmudis, they have an entry on Kusim. So everything you want to know about Kusim is here. But again, they start off talking about the background, right? We know after the Aseres HaShvatim war said that the Golos by Sancheriv, he brought the Kusim from the land of Kusa to settle the land, because the whole northern kingdom was not there anymore. He sent them into exile. And then that's why they're called Kusim, because they come from Kusa, as the Psukim describe. Vayavam alachashim mibavol mikusa, vayavam umechemes v'chul, vayashiv arei shomron, tachas mena Yisrael, v'yershu et shomron, vayeshvu be'areha. And originally, they were not being shomer anything, and the Pesukim describe how Hashem sent the lions, right? Goyim ela b'tchila haya arayas hargim bohem. They sent lions. V'yomer l'melech Ashur, v'etzav l'melech Ashur le'mar. Right? Five, ask one of the Jews what to do, right? And the story continues that eventually they did accept me'emas ha'arayos nizgayru, from the ema of the arayos, they were misgayer. Gemara, the main sugyas here are in Yevamos on Daf Chavdalet, and the big sugya in Shas, in the Tanoim, is Geri Arayos. Are they Geri Emes? Are they not Geri Emes? Eventually, Chazal tell us that they were all assumed to be non-Jews because they were found to worship Avodah Zarah. They found the Yonah, the Dimus Yonah on the mountain, and therefore, Bizman Chazal already, even though originally they were Zarah Mashakasa Batorah, and they didn't violate Lifnei Iver, but they eventually were not accepted, right? And it says, "Bahalacha danu alakusim mitzad gerusa mitzad yichusam umitzad emunasam umaasehem." Right. Number one, was there gerus, geri emes or not, and was there din ki yisrael or not? Number two, mitzad yichusam im nisarvu bohem psulim v'lachen asurim heim bechitun. Number two, and number three, mitzad their emuna, are they considered over the Avodah Zarah and chashudim regarding halachas that require emuna, that require lishma, matzas kusi, the Gemara talks about, but there are different levels of different categories of kusim. So here too, kusim are put in the category of the kochavim. But again, there's a lot more. Number one, the reality of what happened. Number two, the halachas of the effect of that, what they did.
Yeah. With regard to the tevuah of two Jews, one who's a chaver and one who's an amaretz, so can be a difference.
Again, here they're not mechalik between chaver and amaretz. Chaver and amaretz is about whether you have to assume once the gemar malacha was done. I'm not sure if everything was done yet here, but here we're just talking about two equal levels of Yisrael. Number three, says Rava. Number three, Gilgal hekdesh is poter. So miruach Hektish is poter, Meiruach Akim is a machlokes, and Gilgal Hektish, if the dough was owned by Hektish at the time that the Gilgal started, was Gilgal, when the liquid and the flour come in contact with each other, when the Lisha begins. We mentioned a few weeks ago, in Hilchas Shabbos, Ramachlokas Tanoim, different stages of Lisha, right when the water is connected, the liquid is connected to the flour, and when you start actually kneading it. But once it becomes a dough in that way, so then that is poter from challah if it is kneaded, when it becomes a dough, when it belongs to Hektish, and then it is redeemed. Titzan, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Challah, Hikdisha Isasa Achlo Gilgala. If somebody's Makdish the Isa before the dough, before a Gilgal Upadasa, and then you redeem it before Gilgal Chayeves, just because it belonged to Hektish for a moment before the Gilgal took place, that's not poter. Misha Gilgal Upadasa Chayeves. Same thing if after the Gilgal took place. I did the Gilgal in my house, then I gave it to the base of Mikdash, and then again took it back from the base of Mikdash. So also, Chayeves, there's no p'tur. The only p'tur is if Hikdisha Ad Shalo Gilgala, Vigilgala, Gizbar, Vyacharkach Padasa. I was Makdash it before, Gilgal took place, Peshasa was Hektish, and then I redeemed it back, p'tura, so that is p'tur. Shebishas Chovasa, Haisa Ptura, because at the moment of the Hafrasha, at the moment of its Chov, so it was Pater. That's the Chiyuv of Chal, it will be Pater, because that is the crucial moment that it becomes an Isa. Again, Hafrasha's Chala in general, out of all of the Mitzvahs Atzliyas Ba'ares, it has certain uniquenesses. Right? Chala could be that they're Chayv and Chala right away. Right, Shumas and Meisters, the other Mitzvot Zulis Baris could be that they were only Chayiv, Sheva Shekiv, Sheva Shechilku, 14 years later. But Chala, Bias, right, well, when they come, Bevoachem, right, the question is, why would that be? Why would that be that it would start, right away? So the Sefer HaChinuch discusses the Mitzvah of Chala, in Mitzvah Shin Pehei, in Bamidbar, and the Chinuch says there, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, what's the shorish behind the Mitzvah of Chala? Lefisha Chiyuso Shel Adam Bimizonos, Verova Olam Yichyu Belechem. Right, mizonos, bread, is the basis, is a staple. And Hashem wanted to be mezakeh us in a mitzvah in the staple of what we eat. Ratzah makom lezakoseinu b'mitzvahs tmidis bilachmenu. T'kedesha tanuach bracha bo yidei mitzvah, so that I could get through the mitzvah that I do with my dough, I can be zochet to the hashras habracha, v'nekav baschus b'dafshenu. V'nimtzei so isa mazon laguf u'mazon lanefesh. The dough could be food for my guf, physical, but also for my nefesh, because through this mitzvah, I'll be zochet to to bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But saying it a little bit sharper, as we know, challah was given dafka after the meraglim. After the meraglim. Right? It was a reaction to the meraglim. They did not recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their daily lives. Right? They rejected HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not in charge. What are we going to do? We're going to go in. We're going to fight. We're going to lose. So we don't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By taking challah, we do exactly the opposite. We recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all from you. This most basic staple of our life, we say to Hashem, we recognize it's from you. And maybe that's the tikkun of the Chet HaMeraglim, and maybe that's why it started the second that we came in. Because it's like a hemshech of the man. The man is obvious from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You can't deny that. Right, and that's even though they complained about it, but they didn't make the man. So right when the man stopped on Zayin Adar, a month before they went into Eretz Yisrael, maybe that's why challah, the mitzvah of challah, was right away, because that's a hemshech of the, now that we're in a world of teva, we still have to do something to make sure that we recognize that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And challah, just like the man was the staple, it was everything, so to challah is the staple of society for us. The Nesiv Shalom has a beautiful piece also in the Parsha Shlach where he talks about challah and he says, "Bavochem lasof binyanim ha'artzi and bavochem ala aretz." When you come to the land and you're involved in not only the land but physical items, in yonim artziyim tedu asher ani meviyeschem shama pirish shemashi ish laadam tayvel in yonim gashmiyim eze mechilek hagashmi shavo ela mechilek haruchani asher ani meviyeschem shama kadosh baruch hu machlis lochem meshichol in yonim elu kedei shetalu as anitzotos hakedusha temune bohem. Right, go when you go. Bavoachem ala aretz asher ani mevi. We've spoken about this in the past. It's the ani in every Jew. That selam alokim. I'm bringing you mevi eschem shama. I'm bringing you in there. You're involved in this world. You're not malachim. In order to bring up the nitosas hakedusha, shaydei shadam ochal v'shoseh v'kedusha reyumalas nitosas hakedusha and mitzvah mechol inyanei olam hazeh. And that's tarimu, lift it up and sanctify it right when you go in and every time that you do challah. Right, it's the only. It's the only one of the mitzvahs hatzliyas ba'aretz also that it's different. All the other chumas and maestros just go by gemar malacha in the field. This one's done in the house. Right in the house. Once I have the dough and I crush it, it's a much later process. That also has reflects its different, its uniqueness. You know, a couple of years ago we had some shiurim on Inyanim of Parshas Challah, but maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later. Okay, so that's in terms of the Gilgal Hekdesh and the Chiv of Challah, and why it's right away, and some of the messages. Boy Rava, Gilgal Obi Kochavim Mai. So we spoke about Meiruach of Hekdesh, Meiruach of Akum, Gilgal of Hekdesh. What about Gilgal Obi Kochavim? Right, and this is where also the Shem Gubetza says, meaning, if it's owned by a guy, Bishaz Gilgal Mai. So, Mis Nitzan, we learned, Gershon is Gai of Isa Lo Isa, a Ger that converts, and he has an Isa. Nase Achelon is Gaiar Pater. If the Gilgal was done before he became Jewish, Pater. Mishnah is Gaiar Chayiv, Safek Chayiv. Right, it's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Beferish that Gilgal Akum is Poter. Right, that's the simple react, right? Because even if it's the same person, and if it's a Safek Daraisa, if you're not sure when the Gilgal took place. So Haman Katani Law. So ask the Gemara, who is the author of that Mishnah? Right, we had a machlokes about Meiruach Akum. So is this Mishnah Lekulei Alma, or is this Mishnah lining up with those shitos that we had before? And the Mishnah that says Pater holds like the shitas that say that Meiruach Akum is Pater, so to Gilgal Akum would be Pater. Is this limited? So, Divrei HaKolhi, is this Mishnah going like everyone, and it's different than Meiruach Akum? V'yafilu Remei Rebbe Yehuda Dimekam Achai V'yasam, and even Remei Rebbe Yehuda, who on the bottom of the previous Amud, they say there's a Chiyuv by Meiruach Akum, Patriacha. They would say Pater here. Why? Hasa mudachsev degancha degancha. Yisera have it. Yisera. He, over there, when it comes to Meiruach, there's an extra dagan. There's an extra word. So avimir acharmiyot. So your dagan, two exclusions. So what's the rule? Ein mir acharmiyot, ela larabos. Afilo of the kachavim. So they have a limit to say why a Meiruach akum is included in the chiyuv. Aval hacha trei zimni ariso sechem ksiv. It says twice ariso sechem, but that's to exclude two different things. It's not extra. Chad, our gersa is chad ariso sechem kidei isaschem. One ariso sechem is to teach me that there's a minimum shear of dough that you need. right? Isa Shem, right? 43 1/5 eggs size. V'chad arisa oseichem v'lo isas ovik kachavim v'lo isas hektish. And the other one excludes ovik kachavim or hektish. Tosas quotes a daya that does not have the first line of kedei isa Shem. That's learned that from somewhere else. The two limudim are, according to Tosas's girsa, not goy and not hektish. But either way, maybe that's why they would be machalik between Meruach and Gilgal of Akum, right? The case where if a guy would be Megalgal and then sell it to a Jew, would there be a chi of Daraisa of Gilgal of they brought it in. So El Dilma, maybe Meruach wasn't done. Maybe it wasn't done properly with the Zechiyah. Maybe you brought it in through the ways that it wouldn't be a Chiyah of Chumas and Maisers. But once you make the Gilgal, there would be Chayef. O Dilma, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Ketani La, or do we say no? It's only following, this mission is only following Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Ketani La to Chapatya, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yuda, Gamri, Rashis, May Asim, they would learn it from Chuma, that just like there, there's a Chiyah, so too here. So Rava has that suffix, whether this Mishnah is Patrim according to Kuli Alma, or the same Achlokas would apply. Good. Tosus wonders why one would need, here, let's see, according to Tosus's Girsa, Ariso Sechem, there are two Ariso Sechems, one excludes Goy, one excludes Hektish. Tosus wonders why you need two exclusions, while if you look in the beginning of Psachim, Bal Yira, Bal Yimatzei, there's one exclusion, your Chametz, and that one pasik, only your chametz is aser, Bal Yira, Bal Yimatzei, that excludes both. Hektish and Akum. You don't need two different psukim. Ask Tosos on the first Y line. V'yim Tomar. Tahacha boy treikroy. Chal lo v'dikochavim v'chal lehektish. V'chein l'gabi meiruach. You need two psukim. U'beperakamba depsachim imatinan michan lecha. Shel acheir mishel gavoa. And gabi nizakin also. Re'ehu v'lo v'kochavim v'hektish. Why here do you need two and there you need one? So Tosos answers, maybe it's only once you have two, then that's megala, then all the other cases is going to be the same. Okay, the Yesh Lomer says Tosfos to keep in the Gali Lanhacha Gabechala the Hekdesh Gavim Shavin Hain. Once you have two psukim here that exclude both, so you know those two exclusions always go together. So therefore, Hu Adin Bechal Duchta. A little difficult because even after you learn both of them, maybe they're for different reasons. Right? Maybe they're not the same halacha. But that is what Tosfos suggests. If you look in the Shagas Aryeh, at the end of Simon Pei Gimel, he gives it a different answer. He says, no, it depends on the context. What's the rule? By chametz, what the Torah is telling you is only your chametz is aser. And therefore, everything is excluded from that pasuk. Akum is excluded and hektish is excluded. The pasuk says, lecha, right? Lo yira lecha sa'or, period. So everything's excluded from that one. Here, the Torah doesn't say, oh, we shouldn't understand it as only your dough is chayiv. No, there's a p'tur of Gilgal Hektish. There's a p'tur of Gilgal Akum. Right, only your dough is going to be chayiv and challah. What if you eat your friend's dough? It's not going to be chayiv and challah. Of course it's chayiv and challah. It's not a riso sechem to be yours. If it's your friend's chametz that I wasn't makabal achrayas on, I'm not going to be chayiv al yirabay matzeh. Right, it's only your chametz. So anything that's not your chametz is excluded from that one pasuk. But by dough, it's not about your dough. Because even if it's not your dough, you're going to be chayv and be mafresh challah before you eat from it. That's the Shagas Aryeh towards the end of Pei Gimel. Devadai, hadam emay me'ari so sechem. Hayinu dafka shol nachri yoshol gavoa. You see this answer, it's so mistaver. Aval isa she'enu shelo, elo shol yisrael achar chayim v'chala bevadai. V'hay ariso sechem, lav lemu'ute shel achirim asi. Elo shol gavoa, o shol nachri. Specific limitations. Hilka chilav katz rachman elachan miyuta. I efshar l'cha l'ma'it shel achirim v'shel gavoa l'travayu mechad miyuta. Aval hacha, by Rabbi Matzei, milacha avalataroa shalachirim. Ain pirush achirim nachri dafka. Alahai achirim hainu delav didei. Afilu shal Yisrael acher. Hamufkad es lobebeso ubershuso. Velo kibalach rayas ain over a love. And therefore, says the Shagasari, that's how you answer Tosfos's kasha. Just to mention one Rambam, and then not going to go through it, but the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, the Rambam quotes Perek Ches Halacha Vav. Ches Vav, let me find Bikurim here. Ches Vav. The Rambam joins together Hektish and Hefker. but only in part of a halacha. And we're not going to go through the Reb Chaim, but you can look at the Reb Chaim here in Chesvav. The Rambam just says, just to read the Rambam, Hamakdash Isaso, O Hamafkir Osa Kodem Shiznis Galgala, if somebody's Makdash or Mafkir, their Isa before Gilgal, Upada O Zachaba, Viacharka Gilgala, and then, like the Gemishah says, and then you were Poda it, and, or took it back before Gilgal, so you can be Chayef. Right, because that at the time of Gilgal you had it. Oh, hikdisho hifkirosa achar shenis galgal opada o zachabah hariz achayev es bachala. Fine. If you do giving it away and getting it back before Gilgal, giving it away and getting it back after Gilgal, you're going to be chayev. But what happens if you did one before, one after? And here the Rambam leaves out hifkir. Hikdisha, the first line he talks about, he says both. And then he says, hikdisha kodem shenis galgal vinis galgala biadam hektish viacharkach pada ptura. If you amakdish it before, and then you were poded afterwards, you're potter. Shebishas chovasa isapatura. Fine. There's nothing controversial about the Rambam. The question is, why did he leave out hefker in the second part of the halacha when he just mentioned it in the first part of the halacha? Right? V'umehad the hiskir Rambam bereisha says Reb Chaim gam hefker harmevuar dimhaya hefker b'shas gilgal patura. It's clear from the language of the Rambam that if it was hefker b'shas gilgal, it would also be potter. So why did he leave out that detail? It must be that it's true, but it's working differently. And that's what he goes through. That Hefker and Hektish are both Pater, Bishaz Gilgal, but it's working differently, and that's alluded to. It's not a halachic reason why it's Pater by Hefker. It's just a Mitzius reason, as we will, he explains. And that's why he only quotes the Hakdasha one, because that's a halachic issue. He doesn't quote the Hefker one, because that's just a reality niftar. So therefore, you can look at the Reb Chaim, how he explains it, but that's Chesvav in Bikurim, where all the halachas of Chala are discussed as well. Okay, so Rava has this suffix. Is this Ptur of Gilgal Akum, is it Lukule Alma, or is it only according to the Shitas that pattered by Meiruach Akum, says Ozo by Gilgal Akum? So he answers, Amar Rava, before he gets an answer, he has a tefillah. Yehei Rava de'echse b'chelma. Yehi Ratzon, that I'm showed in a dream what the answer is. So Hadar Amar Rava, and then Rava says, no, I figured it out. So he wasn't answered. Either way, Lamaisa, Hadar Amar Rava, Man to Amar Meiruach Akum, Poter, Gilgal Akum, Poter, Madamar Meiruach Ovikachavim, Eino Poter, Gilgal Ovikachavim, Eino Poter. He says it's a parallel machlokas, and the Mishnah here in Chala would only be according to those other opinions. Good. Could you paskin based on a dream? He was davening for a dream, right? The Magid Meisharim was the sefer of the Beis Yosef, all about dreams. But now he didn't really ask them halacha questions. The Magid kept telling him messages of what to do and where to go and how to live. But paskening generally, we assume not. Remember that Gemara in Masechah Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if somebody has a dream about money, even about money, Hareshayim Itztar Al Moshe Niach Lo Aviv. A person's upset because his father left him a fortune, but he just doesn't know where it is. Doesn't know where the fortune is. Uba ba'al hachalom. Ba'al hachalom. The dream, the one in charge of dreams came. Vo'amar lo, kach v'kachem, b'makam plonihem. Yeah, it's, dude, your father's treasure is buried in such and such a place. Shal ma'iser shenihem. But he should know, it's all ma'iser sheni money. He goes the next morning, he finds it exactly under the tree where in the dream it was told that that's where it was. He's allowed to keep it, and don't worry about Meister Shani. Zehaya Meisa va'amru, dire chalomos lo malin v'lo moridin. Right? Dire chalomos, and you don't have to take it to Yerushalayim. Who's the bala chalomos? Rashi. Sar hamare chalomos balayla. Okay. The sar, the malach that's appointed, for dreams. Okay. But you see, lo malin v'lo moridin. So you don't paskin based on a dream. Right? So generally, that's what we hold. Right? This is the larger sugya of heavenly intervention and rabbinic and religious autonomy in terms of psak. The lo bashamayim he topic. So lo bashamayim he wasn't a dream. The sugya in Bamitzia Daf Nuntes. Right? That was actual heavenly involvement. Right? Nisim taking place and the walls of the Beis Medrash falling down and the water going upstream and the trees being uprooted. And even there, Rabbi Yeshua says, lo bashamayim, we don't paskin based on that. Right? That's what we hold. And the Vilna Gaon, the many stories that's quoted, that the Rabbi Yisrael Mishlov quotes in the Hakdama to the Basa Shulchan, that many times there were malachim that came to the Gra that wanted to give him answers. And the Gra said, no, I'm not interested. I don't want to know through that. I want to work it out. I want to figure it out through my own, work. So again, paskin based on dreams is a big topic. We do have sometimes, a couple of times in the Mishnah Torah, the Ravid says, Sod Hashem li Reyav. I had a vision of this. One time in Hilchas Lulav, one time in Hilchas Beis Abchira. Right, the Ravid says, Kach nomar li besod Hashem li Reyav. So, do you take that literally, that he was shown a vision? Or is he just using that as a phrase of, with a lot of siyata d'shmaya, I figured it out. Sod Hashem li Reyav. Doesn't have, you don't have to take it literally. But one time, I think the Lashon is Nigla Beis Medrashenu. That's the one in Beis Abchira. It's on the Rambam of Kedusha Rishon, Kedusha L'Shaida, Kedusha L'Asalava, on that Rambam. So I think there he says that, right, it was revealed to us in the Beis Medrash. Oh, no, here it is. And I'm just opening it up now. If you look in the Lulav, right, in Hilchas Lulav, the Ravid says, Perachas Halacha He. Right, the Machlok is about Nek Tamrosho, about a Hadas. Right, you would think the visions of the Malachim would come about some major issue. Nektam Rosha by Hadas. Right, so the Rambam holds that Nektam Rosha is kosher. Right, unlike Lulav, unlike others. The Ravid says, Kfar Hofia Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Medrashenu Mikamashanim Veheelenu Shehu Pasol Kistam Mishnasenu Daflamed Beis Vechulu Umakim Inichuli Minashamayim. So again, do you take that literally? How do you understand that? Right? Kfar hofia ruach hakodesh beis medrashenu. And again, the lashon here in Hilchas Beis Abchira. I'll just read it over. He says, kach nigle misod Hashem li'reyav. Right? That's the lashon in Beis Abchira on in Perek Vav. So again, all of these are might you be mechalik between all of these, between a dream and a heavenly involvement miracle that takes place, or just working hard in Torah and having a vision? All those three are different. Which are more direct, which are more reliable, which are not. Right, so each one of them is separate. Just to quote one other, and then we'll continue. Remember the Hagos HaShri and Avodah Zarah. We discussed this then. Quotes the Arzarua. The Arzarua in Chelek Beis discusses the story of the Barbuta, or the Balbuta, some type of fish. Right, there was a story that from Reb Ephraim, Miregensburg. Pamachas, one time he matured the Barbuta fish. A question about whether this fish was kosher or not. And that night he had a dream, and he was a waiter in a restaurant, and he was serving shrutzim to all of the customers. And he woke up in a sweat, and he said, "Ah, oh, I bet it's treif." And he changed his psak. Paskin from a dream. So is that how you understand it? So some achronim of Sternbach writes, no, maybe this means that dream motivated him to re-research the sugya, and he came out with a different psak. But it wasn't that he changed the psak. He re-researched, like the story they quote from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer paskins that you don't have to wait 6 hours if you have a Shenas Keva in the middle. Let's say your Shenas Keva is 4 hours. So I don't know how long the Chassam Sofer slept, but it's 4 hours. And what if you slept 4 hours, you woke up, and that's okay. That also, whatever digestion, that's enough for waiting for between flatulence and milk. And one time he did that, and he poured himself a burning hot cup of coffee, and he spilled it all over. And they took that as a simin that, no, I guess not. So is that true? Do you take simanim like that? That's a fourth category. Just simanim in my life. Is that balda, right? Nichush? Is that another, getting into other issues? So Rav Sternbach says, no, he took it as a simim in Hashemayim to re-research the sugya and to reanalyze it, and he came up with the different, doesn't sound that way from the story, at least the way the story is told. And also the story with the Vilna Gaon and Berachas Kohanim, he took it as a simim that it shouldn't be, he shouldn't do it in Chutz La'aretz, a couple of other issues. But either way, posketing from various other types of stimuli, right? We're supposed to just go through it ourselves, like Ramosha writes in the Hakdama to the Igris Moshe, right? We're supposed to, with COVID Rosh and Yiras Hashem Yisbarach, to try to come to the MS as much as we can, even if it's not MS La'amita, as Ramosha calls it. MS Lahora is also an MS. And therefore, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that's what we're supposed to do. Vayter. Eisvei Rav Papa L'Rava. So Rav Papa asks Rava, is it really true that it is a machlokes tanoim about this issue? Ovikochalim shifrish petachamor. A goy has a firstborn donkey, and he separates a sheep while he's still a goy. Right? He's about to become Jewish, so he knows about this mitzvah, and he separates the sheep, and then he converts, and v'chala, or he was mafresh chala, before he was a, before, while he was still a guy, and then he became a Jew. And then, modimo soshu pater. You let him know that he was pater, meaning, and therefore what he did when he was a guy is meaningless. Right? It's not chala. The chalaso nechalos lazarim, and the chal can be eaten by azar, upeta chamar, and the peta chamar gozes ovidbo. Right, and the Petar Chamor is going with Ovibo. Some of Farshim say this has to be talking about the Chamor itself and not the Petar, because the sheep is always mutter, Bahana. There's never an Isser to do anything. But the Chamor is goes with Ovibo. There's no Kedusha. So the Brisa Dafka mentions Petar Chamor and Chala, but not Truma. So we're Medayik. Hatrumaso Asura. But maybe his Truma would be Asur. So maybe this Bryce is telling us a chiluk between Gilgal and the Truma, which we Rava just said it's all parallel to each other. It's the same machlokas. But v'ha haitana dama meiruach chovik olchavim eino poter v'Gilgal olchavim poter. Kasha, Rava, you say they're parallel, but you see in the Bryce here that there's a tana that's machalik. V'od esvei ravida l'Rava, similar. Another. This is now a tosefta in chala. The previous one was a tosefta in Truma. So right, we have toseftas on all the mesechtas. Toseftis. So chalas ovi kochavim ba'aretz. V'trumas ovi chutz la'aretz. The chala of an ovi kochavim in Eretz Yisrael. The truma in chutz la'aretz. Modino so shu pater. Right? You let him know that there's a patur. There's no truma in chutz la'aretz. Chalaso necheles lazarim. Uvitrumaso ena medamas. So again, what's the diuk? Hatrumaso ba'aretz asura medamas. Only chala Ovik Chavim in Eretz Yisrael is pater, but Shruma of an Ovik Chavim would be chayif. V'ha haitana, d'amar meiruch Ovik Chavim eino pater, gilgol Ovik Chavim pater. Again, another kasha on Rava. So you see there's a chilek, that even if you say Gilgol is going to be pater because of Ariso Sechem, but Digun is going to be chayif. Kasha. So Gemara answers, really, it's pater also. Really, Meiruach is also pater. Midrabanan chayev. Midrabanan gzera mishum bali kisim. Midrabanan is a gzera, we're going to say, the truma is chayev because of bali kisim. What are bali kisim? Bali kisim means people with big pockets. Kisim. Means rich people. Right? So what's the issue? So Rashi here has 2 days. Rashi says, maybe if you allow them to buy from not, just a gzera, if you allow them to, get the tua from non-Jews, so then, and you assume meiruach ha'akum is poter, they might come to buy from a Jew, and, say that meiruach is also poter there. Okay, number one. Or number two, Rashi says no. Ba'alei kisim, the rich people, she'ishlam karkos harbei, the chasim or of maisris. They're gonna have to give so much shumas and maisris, so they're gonna pretend. They're going to say that they're going to be makna it right before meiruach to a guy, or make a guy do the meiruach and take it back. So that's why midrabanan we say that chayef, right? It's just right. We don't want that to be mafkia midei meiser. If there's a good reason to be mafkia mitzvah, then we're mafkia mitzvah, right? Like the discussion bizman hazeh of bechor. Right, we don't want a Bechor Behemoth Tahora running around today. It's a carbon. It's an automatic carbon. So Dafka, we're mafkia, right? We sell part of the mother to the goy. So therefore, if a goy owns the mother, so then there is no Kedusha. There's no Kedusha's Bechor. So we don't do that. We don't put our sheep through the fence for Meister Behemoth Bizman Hazeh. So we don't have. So that's because we don't want carbonists walking around today. But in general, you know, if there's a mitzvah, we don't want it to be mafkia, the mitzvah, and that's why that answers for Rava. Really, it's a din. Really, it's a din derabanan. Says the Gemara, Yihachi afilu chalanami. If it's a din derabanan, so why don't you say the same thing by chala? Right, if you worry, let's say with Rashi's second shot, you worry that people are going to give it to the goy just for the time of meiruach, maybe they'll give it to the goy for just the time of Gilgal also. So why do we only say meiruach is chayav derabanan and not Gilgal? Efshar de afilu pachas michameshes ravim kemach va'od. But challah is not going to help. Because there's another way to be pater anyway. If you bake very little pieces, right? Very little parts of the dough, pachos, so that already will get out of the mitzvah. So if they want to get out of the mitzvah, making this gzeira against them is not going to help. Saying that Gilgal, Akum, is not going to help because they have another way out from this. So there's an important line there, but let's just finish because we're in the middle. Trumanami after Davila Karaboshia. What do you mean? Truma also has another way out. Do like Rav Oshia, the Marim case, right? The Amar Rav Oshia, the Gemara says, right? This is one of the halacha psukas In Brachas Lamed Aleph, Amar Boshia, Marim Adam Al Tfuah. So a person could trick with his Tfuah, Umachnisa B'motshela, and bring it into the house, still with its motes, with its chaff, Kadeshe Tebehemto, Ocheles, so that his animal can eat, Ubaturim, and Amaiser. Right? If he brings it in its chaff, right? Gemar Malacha, not having been done yet. Or Inami, Diale Derek Agos, Derek Arpipos, or bringing it in through the roof. Right, without Rias Pnei Abayas. In order for the Chiyav, you need Meiruach and Rias Pnei Abayas. The first option, you didn't do Meiruach. The second option, you didn't do Rias Pnei Abayas. Question mark. So again, what's the difference between Meiruach and Gilgal? Why by Meiruach do we make Gzeira, not by Gilgal? So the Gemara says, no. Hasa befarhesya zilabe milsa. By Shuma, you can assume it's probably not going to happen. People are going to see it. It's a public thing that you're bringing it, you're not doing the mitzvah. So that's why it's a good chance you're not going to do it. Hacha betzina lo zila be'milsa. Here it's in your house. It's in your house that you're being mafresh with little pieces. So therefore there's no reason for you not to. So that's why the Chazal did not make the Zera in that case. Every line here has significance and important. First, Efshar, you might do it very little, in little pieces. There is a machlokas. If you look in the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch, really. We start with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchas Tzitzis, right, this is the first mitzvah that's discussed by the Shulchan Aruch. Right, first mitzvah. So, Netilas Yadayim, the first mitzvah that you're gonna do, the Shulchan Aruch says, in the beginning of Hilchas Tzitzis, first halach in Hilchas Tzitzis, Simen Ches. You put on Tzitzis standing up, and you make a bracha. Yisatif at Tzitzis v'yavarach me'umad. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Right, beginning of Hilchas Tzitzis, you make a bracha me'umad. Says the Magen Avraham, v'tzarachian. What do you mean, make a bracha standing? Look in Yaradeh Shin Chav Ches, you can make the bracha of a fresh chala sitting. So why here does it say you have to make the bracha of the mitzvah standing? V'yitzarachin, the Yaradeh Reisim Shin Chav Ches, mashbet debotu levarach miyushav, v'hu mishta shlema in misachas chala. What's the difference between tzitzis and chala? That's the Magen Avraham's kasha. V'yesh lomar, tahafrashas chala eina mitzvah kol kach, de'eina osa ela latakin ma'achalo, dumya deshchita. What does the Magen Avraham answer? Hafreshes challah is a matir, it's not a mitzvah. And therefore, that's the difference. Only by mitzvahs, like tzitzis, you have to stand up for the bracha. But if it's a mitzvah that's at root of matir, so then there's no need to stand up for the bracha. That is the Magen Avraham right here in Arachayim. Says the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, right here, arguing on the Magen Avraham. He says, here in the big piece of the Magen Avraham, he says, Umashikasav Magen Avraham, Shechala eina mitzvah. Dvarav ein lohem shachar. His words have no light, have no morning. V'halo, what's his raya? Aser laso isaso kavin. Right? You're not allowed to make your challah into little pieces that be mafkia for the mitzvah. What does our Gemara say? Oh, a person can do this and get out of the mitzvah. But it's clear that it's not what the Chazal want you to do. And it's either the Gemara in Psachim that talks about that we want to prevent this. So the Gemara quotes, our Yisod, our Gemara, has a raya against the Magen Avraham. What's the big deal? So you do it in tiny little pieces. So you're not violating anything. Yeah, you're being mafkiyed from the mitzvah. If it's just a matir, then there's nothing wrong doing this. If it's a mitzvah, so then there's something wrong, because you're getting yourself out of the mitzvah. That's one. This is also, this Magen Avraham, that it's just a matir, and a mitzvah is also against that taz. The taz in the beginning of Yeradeya, where the Taz discusses Trumas and Maisras, that one might have, one would have a chiyuv of Trumas and Maisras, even if one is not interested in partaking of the grain. So still there's a chiyuv, that's in the Taz, in Aleph Yud Zayin, in Yaradeya. I'll just read you the one line. He says, the one line where he says, "Tibircha shchita ena ba ala shchita atzma." The ah ein chiyav lishchot im ena rotsa lechol el ikra kavana lasi shavach lacham baruch hashem asal lanu achilas baser balo shchita v'chulu etc. Aval ba'frasha shruma havi ikra habracha al mitzvah safrasha lo al isra achilas tevel shahari mitzvah safrasha chiyav alav afilu im ena rotsa lechol manatvu adayin. Wow. Im kein havi mitzvah zos kishar mitzvahs. So he says exactly the opposite. If you say Hafrashas, Shrumas and Maestras is similar to Hafrashas Chala, then this is Machlokas between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. Okay. Again, there's a lot more here, getting out of mitzvos. When the Gemara says, you bring it in so your behema could eat it, does that mean only your behema could eat it? Or could you even eat it because it was only brought in for Machlo behema? again, there's a lot to talk about here. Are there nafka mina? Rashi gives two pshatim for motes, right? Why is it putter? Rashi says either because it's machal behema or because there's no rias panei abayas. There are nafka minas between those two reasons. Either way, we just have to continue. Says the Mishnah. Balo li isaron. So what happens now? So now you have the isaron for the carbon of omer. You have the fine flour that you sifted. Nasan. Question about the girsa, whether you have the next word alav. The Shidu Gubetzis takes out the next word alav. Nasan shimno ulvanaso. You add the oil and the lavona. The issue in the girsa is, what's the order? What's the order do you put it in? Rashi says you mix the oil and the lavona and then you add the soles. The Rambam says no. You add the what you usually do, the oil and the flour, and then afterwards the lavona's on the side. Not that you mix it with lavona, but when do you put the lavona in? The lavona is always on the side. So that's the question here in the Rishon, and what happens first? Yatzak, and then you do the regular avodas of a mincha. Yatzak, you pour more oil on it after. Ubalal, heinif, you do tnufa. Vehigish, you bring it close to the mizbeach. Kamatz, vehiktir, vashar nechal kohanim. Right, the rest, you do kmitza with the isaron, and the rest is eaten by the kohanim. The earlier shirayim is eaten by Yisraelim, zarim. But this is the leftover from the Isaron, that obviously it's kachi kachim and is only eaten by Kohanim. Tosis wonders here, what, it says all these avodas, why doesn't it mention malicha, salting? Every mincha also needs that, so the Tosfos Yontif says, we're talking about the unique mincha halachos, right? Salting is for all karbanas, so it's not mentioned. Mishakarava omer, and once the omer was brought, yotzin umotzin shuk yushalayim shumali kemach, Kali Shlober Tzokachamim. Divrei Meir. Right after the Omer was brought, they went outside, and the Shuk was already filled with the Chadash. That was just became Mutter. Which obviously meant that they cut it beforehand. They cut it and they did everything beforehand. So the rabbis were not too happy about that, says Divrei Meir. Because they would rather, in not, nothing, you don't touch it beforehand, because Gzeresh, you might come to eat it. If you cut it, then you work with it. So that's why Remeir says Shlober Tzokachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bertzon Chacham Mayosin. Rabbi Yehuda said no, it was not a problem. He wasn't gozer Shemi Yochal if you're involved in it beforehand, and therefore he says there was no problem having it ready. Look, everybody was waiting for it, right? It was very there was a big need. So Rabbi Yehuda says we're not gozer, and it is okay. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue next time with the Gemara as we continue here in Paragraph Yishmael, all about the Karban HaOmer.